Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
Hey, this is Chris Angel, and you're listening to a man who knows more about me than I do, the ultimate mind freak, Justin Robert Young.
This is the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast for the week ending February 17th, 2008. I'm Justin Robert Young. Chris Angel celebrated his Merlin Magician of the Year award this week in the lobby of the Luxor. Angel is, of course, a multiple-time recipient of the award. In fact, he is the only two-time back-to-back winner. Unsurprisingly, the most vociferous reaction online to the news had nothing to do with the honor, but rather the wild beard, which, despite rumors to the contrary, is continuing to dominate Angel's face. Holly Scoop suggested that he, quote-unquote, hair freak it off with some magic cream called Nair. Snappy. For those still on the fence about purchasing Mind Freak Season 3 on DVD, and if you're listening to this podcast, there really can't be many of you, IndiePulse.com has a glowing review of the set. Quote, "The third season of Mind Freak is going to do exactly what the title says. It will freak your mind. You don't have to be a fan of Chris Angel or even have seen the first two seasons to enjoy it. His tricks will surprise you, and the sheer calmness with which he does his stunts will make every inch of your skin tighten up due to sheer nervousness." The entire review can be found at dvdlounge.indiepulse.com. And now, some feedback from our listeners. Canadian listener Alorock from Winnipeg writes, "Just wondering when Chris and his family will be mind freak migrating north of the border to do a tour across Canada. Please? Lots of fans up here would love to see him. If the mountain can't come to Muhammad, maybe Muhammad can come to the mountain. Thanks for the podcast, Justin. P.S. Your voice sounds of a striking resemblance to all-time radio legend Casey Kasem. Nicely done. Hope to hear word of a Canada tour soon. Ilorock." Well, Ilorock, you can never say never in this crazy world, but considering Chris's busy schedule and all the pressure of putting together a grueling Vegas show, it's unlikely, at least in the near future, that he'd be touring Canada. Not impossible, of course, but let's put it in the same category as the city of Phoenix deciding to give you your hockey team back. As for the Casey Kasem compliment, thank you very much. We also do a mean impression of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Amanda writes, "Hey, this is Amanda, longtime listener, first-time writer. All I want to know is when the heck is the fourth season going to start? I am so sick of watching old episodes over and over. Not that I don't enjoy the first three seasons. I'm just anxious to see what Chris has come up with. Forever loyal, Amanda Adams. P.S. I like the beard. We will let you guys know a solid date as soon as we know ourselves, but it's relatively safe to say new episodes should show up before summer's over." Loyal Helena let us in on an odd hobby of hers. "Hey, Justin, Loyal Helena here. Just to start off, the podcasts are pretty freaking awesome. Last week's made me laugh so much by you saying to pick up goat herding as a hobby. I couldn't stop laughing, only because I always find tons of silly goat videos on YouTube. Love always, Loyal Helena." All right. Samantha comes through with some huge news. "Hey, I listen to the podcast, and you always say where to find Chris episodes such as iTunes or Xbox Live. But did you know, for people who have digital cable, there is a channel called A&E On Demand, and they have a few of their own Chris Angel Mind Freaks. However, it only has a few episodes, and they barely ever change. But just in case you need a quick Chris fix, it's there, and it's free. Well, gotta go. Love, Sammy." Thanks, Sam. We'll add that to our little reminder at the end of the podcast. Jody has a quick suggestion. "Hi, Justin. Loving your podcast as always. Keep up the great work. I wish I had thought of this pre-season 3 when A&E was asking viewers what they'd like to see Chris do for a demonstration. I would love to see him try and beat a lie detector. I know he could do it, as it is his body control. It would make for a good segment on Mind Freak, I think. Cordially, Jody. If you'd like to hear your questions or comments on this podcast, email show@itricks.com. Yep. All's quiet on the Western Front yet again this week. Rats. No new Mind Freaks. So if you're still in need of a Mind Freak fix, and who wouldn't be? Episodes are always available for download on the iTunes Store, as well as the Xbox Live Marketplace. And you can also see select episodes on some cable systems' on-demand feature. For up-to-the-minute Chris Angel news, subscribe to our dedicated RSS feed. And if you have a question or comment, please email show@itricks.com. You can also leave us a voice message by clicking on the Talk to Us icon on the right sidebar of the main iTricks page. Also, for discussion of all the week's magic news, including Chris Angel, make sure you add the iTricks Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscriptions. For the iTricks.com Chris Angel Watch Podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
Thanks to all you, the loyal, for listening to Justin Robert Young, the ultimate mind freak. If you want more info on me, you know where to go, chrisangel.com. Thanks. Ciao.